The singer Erykah Badu's newly released music video is causing a sensation, and not just because of the music. In the 5-minute video for the song Window Seat, Badu slowly takes off all her clothes, while walking through the streets of Dallas. But not just any street. Badu parades through Dealey Plaza and feigns being shot near the spot where President Kennedy was assassinated. Robert Rolonsky is a senior writer with the Dallas Observer. He's a big fan of Erykah Badu, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What have you learned about the making of that video?
Well, we learned that she made it St. Patrick's Day weekend. We learned that she did it in one take with one cameraman, and we learned that a lot of people have a lot of things to say about a 5-minute music video meant to promote an album that is coming out today.
And what kinds of things are they saying?
You know, it's been interesting here, especially given that she filmed this video at Dealey Plaza, obviously the site of Kennedy assassination in November of 1963. That is very much the reason why she chose that particular site. As she has said in interviews since the video was released, that she went down there because she figured that, she would be victim of her own character assassination following this video's release. And that certainly seems to be the case.
I understand city officials have now weighed in. Was this legal?
Well, she did not do it with a permit. In fact, I'm not quite sure that I thought much of it until yesterday morning. We have a music blog at the Dallas Observer where our music editor posted the video, and I had already seen it over the weekend and thought something very interesting. This is the Erykah Badu I have known ever since she was Erykah Wright in the mid-90s. I think I was the first person to ever interview her shortly after she left her job at a Greenville Avenue coffee house. But about 11 o'clock yesterday morning, City Hall sent out a memo saying that this was not authorized, and in fact, because she was naked and if the cops had stopped her, she would have in fact been arrested because this is illegal. And I think that's when people really started to raise their collective eyebrows, going, gosh, did Erykah break the law? Well, ostensibly, I guess she did. But she wasn't arrested, and she's not going to be arrested now. But we're simply going to sit here and talk about it for a few days, and after that, we'll probably forget all about it.
At base, what was she trying to say?
It's a good question, in as much as that we sit here and try to examine an artist's intentions when, in fact, all we can really examine at the end of the day is our reaction to them. What was she trying to say? I think she was trying to say something about revealing yourself, about bearing your soul, about the response and reactions that her music provides and provokes in all of us. But ultimately, whenever an artist does something this provocative, it simply reflects back upon us. The thing I like most about it is the fact that, if nothing else, for a few days, Dealey Plaza is no longer known as the place where John Kennedy was killed, but it's simply known as the place where Erykah Badu got naked.
And made art.
Is
this a beginning of the beginning of a trend? Are we going to be seeing a lot more of these kinds of videos?
I hope. Is that wrong?
It's your answer. Embrace it. Robert Rolonsky is a senior writer with the Dallas Observer. Mr. Rolonsky, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
All Things Considered will continue in a moment.